Today on Rockin' the Suburbs, we gather at Jim's house to watch a concert on TV.
But what's with this football game before and after? Mike, you with us?
I'm with you.
All right. So, here we are in the basement. We just watched the Super Bowl halftime show, and so it's our duty now to comment on it. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster, and Jim, I would like to thank you and your lovely wife for your hospitality, having Jasper, Mike, Julie, all of us here. Thank you, man.
It's our treat to have you
thank
over.
You. Well, we appreciate you having us.
So we have with us
Jasper Cole
and
Mike Snyder
and
Julie Snyder.
Yeah. So thanks for coming over, guys. We had a little Super Bowl party, and they were kind enough to interrupt the football game for a concert.
That was nice.
I think the Patriots had to get their game faces back on.
Their poker face.
I'm stealing that line because
it had been a bad romance so far for them.
Yes.
Wow.
They were born that way.
There's a million reasons why they were down 21-3. I'm sure that the guys on TV are telling us all about them.
This is why we have Mike here. This is great. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So, Mike, why don't you lead us then? What did you think of the halftime show?
You know, I'm kind of a middle-of-the-road Lady Gaga fan. I don't run out and buy her stuff and listen to it all the time. But there was – I got to interview her about 4 or 5 years ago.
Really?
And on the phone, not in
so
live.
Cool.
And it was really interesting. And it was about the time she was becoming politically on the radar.
Yep.
And it was interesting. She was coming out with a video game, a phone mobile video game. I'm like, well, I really should try to talk to her. And what I found out was that she hadn't done any interviews for quite a while. And I just took a flyer and said, hey, well, I'd like to talk to her if I'm going to write about it. And about an hour after I put that request in, she followed me on Twitter, which was pretty interesting for
me. That is interesting.
So I went and did a lot of listening of her music to catch up more. She's great at what she does. That's not my kind of music. If you listen to the you guys' podcast, you know I'm kind of more rock, country rock,
absolutely,
heavy metal type.
Yep.
But I think she's very good at what she does, and I thought she did a good job tonight. There was some thought she was going to be politically out there or possibly obnoxious considering the atmosphere right now.
Yep.
And I thought she did very good taste in what she did. She did God Bless America.
Right, This Land Is Your Land.
This Land Is Your Land. Just little
wasn't that interesting?
Snippets, a little bitty medley, and then jumped into the stadium, and I thought it was great.
Literally jumped off the roof down into the stadium. That was pretty cool. Not since Rogue One, when you had that dive into the shield, have we seen a dive like that.
So we should mention, Mike, talking about interviewing people, you are a reporter for USA Today, and that's where that happens.
Yes, right? I'm a business and tech reporter who has a minor in the arts, which gives me an excuse to talk to musicians and filmmakers authors and things like that. So,
all right, what are your thoughts, Patrick?
I thought it was, echoing some of what Mike said, I thought it was tasteful at the beginning. I thought she went for a message of unity instead of division, which is pretty interesting, right? She could have gone the other way. It was, as Jasper and I were kind of saying during the show, it was choreographed as could be. I mean, they had those moves down as tight as you could possibly make them. So they obviously spent, weeks and weeks, it seemed like, rehearsing that thing. She didn't have a move out of place. Didn't miss a note, pulled off a couple costume changes. It was tight as a drum, the whole thing. Yeah.
Very well choreographed.
And she hit all of her highlights, right? Most of the big songs. Closed out with Bad Romance, Poker Face, hit that pretty early on in the set. And,
right.
It was interesting, too, as a spectacle. But also, I think, Jim, you said this while we were watching, there was no, surprise guests. So
no.
The Black Eyed Peas didn't show up out of anywhere or.
Bruno Mars didn't, come out of the tunnel.
So she literally.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah. Right. Didn't wail from the side of the stage.
Right.
So she literally carried that off with her own songs and star power, which is kind of a unique thing these days, right?
I think
the last few, you've seen a lot of people coming in and out.
As we were saying, as we were watching it, I was thinking to myself, if not for Madonna, where would Lady Gaga be?
Yep.
And I don't mean that as a diss on Lady Gaga. Every musician sort of builds off of the people that came before them.
Evolution.
But as I was watching it, I was thinking, you know, thank God for Madonna for allowing yes. this, you know, these female artists to be able to do what they do. Lady Gaga was just like, hey, this is just a Lady Gaga halftime yeah. show. And we haven't seen that in a few years. That happened with Springsteen and Petty and those like classic rock artists that played in that sort of stretch for a while. Mm-hmm. But with a lot of the like sort of pop stars, there was sort of this feeling that they had to have multiple musicians, multiple artists up there to make it interesting.
That's right.
Well, even
in this case, no.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers brought out Bruno Mars. That's right. Like, this is a mashup I didn't really see right. happening.
Right. You know? I think it was the other way around, but yes.
Was it the other way around? Yeah, but maybe anyway. Had a lot of Bud Light, you know, because I was,
but yeah.
you know, I was subliminal right. marketing.
But anyway, it's a good point. There's something with the producers where I think like they're uncertain whether this person can carry, you know, the global attention for however long it is,
for
12
minutes,
right?
That's right.
That's right. That's right. But Lady Gaga pulled it off. I thought it was really good. I thought it was a really good performance.
I did too. I will echo what everybody said. I'm not a huge follower. What I really respected was the realness
yep.
of what she did. And as opposed to me wanting to jump on a treadmill and kill myself the way after looking at a star, you know, who's yep. so perfect, the body's perfect, the make, you know, I felt she had, you know, I saw a little tummy roll just like I have that I'm always embarrassed about. And I felt, you know, this is kind of, I feel good about this. And, yep. you know, she
great
went down,
point.
She was down among the people and was hugging, you know, one of the women, and obviously the woman was so excited to have that attention.
That was a nice moment.
And I yeah. thought that was really, really nice. So all in all, I really was surprised that it was very unusual.
Were you entertained?
I was. I was very entertained.
And that's a great question.
That's
question.
All you can ask
right,
for, right?
Exactly right. And it didn't feel like, I don't know how long it was, didn't feel like 5 minutes. Like, it feel like, wow, this went by pretty quick. It was very slick, you know, and tight. Yeah.
Well, and I really don't like having a million people jump in, and half the time I'm trying to figure out who they are
yeah.
and what are we doing. And, you know, this was, kept your attention the whole time.
Well, I would say, I wish she could have had a little more time, because I love Poker Face, and you only get like half of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an awesome song.
Yeah, it really is.
But anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jasper.
Yeah, great show. But I will say the keytar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of threw
keytar.
Me.
Okay.
It's like, wait a minute.
There was a keytar involved
what
and a circular keyboard.
Yeah. But otherwise, great
yeah.
show. I mean, amazing performance. Like you guys said, you know, really good choices of songs, really good medley, amazing performance. I just was wondering about the keytar
yeah.
thing.
I was like, I think we're kind of in agreement. She wasn't actually playing that keytar.
I'm not sure. I don't think that was yeah. really
the keytar was one
there
cool.
There should be a penalty.
The keytar was one
that's
thing.
15 yards.
Then there was also, at one point, there was a little moment where you saw a keyboardist who was playing a like circular keyboard
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Again, not sure if that was real or not, but I, right. I want to believe it was.
Right.
Absolutely.
You two are being way too picky. I'll just
have you listened to the show before?
I mean, after all the praise, somebody had to say it,
yeah,
right?
You had to,
that
you
keytar
had to bring us down.
Was out of left field.
Bring us down.
Yeah. All right.
No,
so,
no. Everything was great.
All right.
Okay.
Except for the keytar.
So what was the best song?
You know, I'm going to go with Mike. I like Poker Face right out of the box. That's one of my favorites. Bad Romance, though, I think probably her best known song. Good way to close it. So I thought the set list was pretty balanced. I got to admit, you know, my oldest daughter went through a Lady Gaga phase early on, so I know probably a little bit more of her music than I probably would normally. You know, I don't sit around listening to it, but by osmosis. So I thought it was really good. Telephone, another good song.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. So what should we close out with here? Bad Romance.
Yeah.
All right, let's do
sure,
that.
Sure, we could do that.
All right.
Yeah, something with a keytar in it.
Enjoy a little Bad Romance. Good. Enjoy Rock in the Suburbs on a regular basis. In fact, maybe even...
Every day.
Every day. And you can find the show on iTunes or Audioboom or Stitcher or at suburbspod.com, which is really where you should visit.
Yeah.
We'll have little notes and things like that. It's really
notes,
fun
thoughts,
and funny.
Observations. Yep. And you're editing this one, right?
Yeah, good. Absolutely. All right.
Wait, every day?
Every day. And then what was the other thing? Oh, yeah, the social medias.
Yeah.
You can go to Twitter or Facebook, and you can find us at Suburbs Pod. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Jasper Cole.
I'm Mike Snyder.
Julie Snyder.
All right. Thanks a lot for coming over, and let's get back because I see some action going on in the third quarter here.
Oh,
we need to watch it. So thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. What's your bad romance?